Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Special debate underway in Lok Sabha marking 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says the national song energized freedom movement and inspired generations. Parliament passes Health Security Say National Security Cess Bill 2025 to boost funding for public health and security. Government says air safety is top priority, promises strict action in recent flight cancellation crisis. New Delhi welcomes UK crackdown on anti-India extremists, calls on China to ensure Indian passengers are not harassed during transit. IMD forecast cold wave conditions in Haryana, Punjab, Delhi, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Telangana and Maharashtra for the next few days. And in men's hockey, second match of India-South Africa series to be held in Cape Town tonight. And now the news in detail. A special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram is underway in the Lok Sabha. The song was written by Bankim Chandra Chattopadhyay in 1875 and was adopted as the national song by the Constituent Assembly of India on 24th January 1950. Initiating the discussion in the Lok Sabha today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "The mantra of Vande Mataram gave the strength and inspiration to the entire country and energized the freedom movement." He said, "Remembering the sacred Vande Mataram today is a great privilege for all members of this house and the countrymen." Mr. Modi said that 150 years of Vande Mataram is an opportunity to re-establish that great chapter and the glory. The Prime Minister said Vande Mataram is the force that drives the people to achieve the dreams that the freedom fighters had envisioned.
Bharat har chunautiyon ko paar karne mein samarth hai. Vande Mataram ke bhav ki wo taakat hai. Vande Mataram ये सिर्फ गीत या भावगीत नहीं, ये हमारे लिए प्रेरणा है, राष्ट्र के प्रति कर्तव्यों के लिए हमें जगजोड़ने वाला काम है और इसलिए हमें निरंतर इसको करते रहना होगा। हम आत्मनिर्भर भारत का सपना लेकर के चल रहे हैं, इसको पूरा कर रहे हैं।
The Prime Minister said when Vande Mataram celebrated its 100th anniversary, the country was shaken by the emergency. He added that when the national song should have been celebrated with great fervor, the Constitution of India was strangled and those who lived and died for patriotism were imprisoned behind bars.
Vande Mataram ke 100 saal hue tab desh aapatkal ki zanjeeron mein jakda hua. Jab Vande Mataram 100 saal ka hua atyant uttam parv tha tab Bharat ke samvidhan ka gala ghont diya gaya. जब वंदे मातरम 100 साल का हुआ तब देशभक्ति के लिए जीने मरने वाले लोगों को जेल के सलाखों के पीछे बंद कर दिया गया।
Speaking during the debate, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "Vande Mataram is complete in itself, but attempts were made to make it incomplete."
वंदे मातरम सिर्फ बंगाल में सीमित नहीं रहा।
Vande Mataram was not limited to Bengal alone. It spread across India, from north to south, east to west. People in Punjab, Tamil Nadu and the Bombay Presidency also began chanting Vande Mataram. It was not just in India, even outside the country, Vande Mataram served as a mantra for Indians living abroad.
Participating in the debate, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said, several writers and poets from Bengal wrote songs that inspired many during the independence movement. Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav, TMC MP Kakoli Ghosh, Dastedar, Devesh Chandra Thakur of JDU, Dr. Shabari of TDP, Srirang Barne of Shiv Sena also spoke during the discussion. Earlier, announcing the initiation of the discussion, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said, the national song offered light and hope during difficult times as India fought off colonial oppression. Parliament has passed the Health Security Say National Security Cess Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving and returning the legislation to the Lok Sabha after discussion. The bill proposes to levy a cess on production of goods such as pan masala and any other goods that may be notified by the central government. Proceeds from the cess will be used for expenditure towards public health and national security. Replying to the debate on the bill in the upper house, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, the cess offers a feasible mechanism to strengthen citizens' health and the country's military preparedness.
The purpose of this bill is to create a detailed, predictable, dedicated resource stream for two domains of national importance. One is the health security and national security. This cess is more to be a deterrent for those who tend to use these demerit goods, and it certainly doesn't burden ordinary citizens on their essential daily consumption. This is a cess, not an excise duty. It does not disturb or alter the GST regime.
Participating in the debate, Shakti Singh Goyal of Congress said, harmful goods like gutka and pan masala must be banned. He added that mere cess will not help address this health concern. TMC Saket Gokhale criticized the bill as against federalism. Milind Murali Deora of Shiv Sena supported the bill. Kavita Patidhar of BJP said that every year, nearly 13.5 lakh people die due to tobacco-related diseases and cancer, and it put financial burden on the government. Mastan Rao Yadav Veeda of TDP, Surata Deo of BJT, Dr. M. Thambidurai of AIADMK, Dr. John Brittis of CPIM, among others, also participated in the debate. After the discussion, the House took up the special mention wherein the MPs raised the matter of public importance. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu said in the Rajya Sabha today that there will be no compromise on air safety as it is the topmost priority of the government. In reply to supplementaries, he informed the House that the government is conducting an inquiry in connection with the situation leading to cancellation of several flights, due to which passengers had to face a lot of difficulties. He said the government is not taking the situation lightly and very strict action will be taken in the matter.
We are not taking this situation easily. We are doing an inquiry and we will take very, very strict action, not only for this situation. If there is any miscompliance, any non-compliance or non-adherence for any single person, any entity or any organization or any operator functioning in this civil aviation, we will take very, very strict action so that we set an example in the industry.
Replying to another supplementary, the minister said, the government has capped the airfare across the country in view of the situation arisen due to the cancellation of certain flights leading to shortage of capacity. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has informed that over 5,86,700 passenger name records or PNRs were cancelled and refunded between 1st and 7th of December, amounting to more than 569 crore rupees in refunds. The ministry also said that 4,500 bags were delivered to customers out of a total of 9,000 bags, and the remaining bags will be delivered in the next 36 hours. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has received IndiGo's response to the show cause notice issued in connection with the recent large-scale operational disruptions and flight cancellations across the airline's network. The airline has said it is profusely apologetic and regrets the inconvenience and hardship caused to customers. The airline has attributed the disruption to the compounding effect of multiple factors, which operated in an unfortunate and unforeseeable confluence. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. India has welcomed the steps taken by the UK government to sanction anti-India extremist entities aimed towards strengthening the global fight against terrorism and extremism. Briefing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, such individuals and entities pose a threat not just to India and the UK, but to people across the world.
We welcome the steps that have been taken by the UK government to sanction anti-India extremist entities, which strengthen the global fight against terrorism and extremism and help to curb illicit financial flows and transnational crime networks.
On internationals travelling to China, Mr. Jaiswal called for respecting the regulations governing international air travel by the Chinese side. He also said Chinese authorities are also expected to provide assurances that Indian citizens transiting through Chinese airports will not be selectively targeted, arbitrarily detained or harassed.
We expect the Chinese authorities to provide assurances that Indian citizens transiting through Chinese airports will not be arbitrarily detained or harassed, and that regulations governing international air travel would be respected by the Chinese side. MEA would advise Indian nationals to exercise due discretion while traveling to China or while transiting through the country.
700 metric tons of emergency relief supplies arrived today at Trincomalee on board INS Ghadiyal, strengthening India's humanitarian outreach to Sri Lanka under Operation Sagar Bandhu. The relief material is part of 1,000 tons that has been sent by Tamil Nadu. Yesterday, relief supplies of 300 tons on board three Indian Navy ships was handed over to Sri Lanka. In Chhattisgarh's Ikheragarh Chui Khadan Gandai district, 12 Maoists surrendered today. Those laying down arms include Ramther Maji, a member of the Central Committee of the Maoists, and a top Naxal leader. These Maoists were active in various districts of Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, and Chhattisgarh. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning are likely to prevail over Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, and Karaikal till tomorrow. Cold wave conditions are predicted in Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana, and Vidarbha. Similar conditions will prevail over Haryana, Rajasthan, Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada, and Delhi till the next 3 to 4 days. A report.
The weather agency has predicted dense fog conditions in East Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, and Odisha for the next 2 days. Similar conditions are expected in isolated pockets of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, and Tripura during the next 2 days. Minimum temperature is expected to drop by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over Northwest India during the next 2 days and over Maharashtra during the next 4 days. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has been registered in the poor category this evening. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index AQI of the region was recorded at 300 as of 7 PM today. With Ishani Yadav, Nitika Gupta, Akashwani News, Delhi.
On to sports now. In men's hockey, India will take on host South Africa in the second of the three-match series at Hartley Vale Stadium in Cape Town tonight. The match will begin at 10:30 PM Indian time. India won the first match of the series 5-2 yesterday. In shooting, India concluded its ISSF World Cup final campaign today with 6 medals, including 2 golds in Qatar. Simranpreet Kaur Brar won gold in the women's 25-meter pistol and Suruchi Phogat took gold in the women's 10-meter air pistol. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight, we bring a discussion on understanding tools and techniques to identify fake news with new media consultant Shali Ethiman. Listeners can ask questions by dialing telephone numbers 011-231-0481. Another number, 011-2371-7117, 011-2371-7106, and 011-2331-4444. The show will be on air from 9:30 PM onwards. In a major clean energy milestone, India has reached its Panchamrit target of installing 50% of its total power capacity from non-fossil fuel sources 5 years ahead of the 2030 deadline. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Special debate underway in Lok Sabha marking 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. Prime Minister Modi says the national song energized freedom movement and inspired generations. Parliament passes Health Security, say National Security Says Bill 2025 to boost funding for public health and security. Government says air safety is top priority, promises strict action in recent flight cancellation crisis. New Delhi welcomes UK crackdown on anti-India extremists, calls on China to ensure Indian passengers are not harassed during transit. And in men's hockey, second match of India-South Africa series to be held in Cape Town tonight. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.